Wow. I'm just back, Baruch Hashem, from the Kever Rashbi, Lag BaOmer, Tavshin Ayin Hey. And the Kedusha of all of Klal Yisrael dancing together, davening together, is something that's extremely, extremely powerful. And I want to share with you my Hargoshas Al Pi Chasidus, as well as what I think Al Pi Toiras HaChasidus, the Yusoid of Lag BaOmer, is all about. First, a Hargosha. At 3 in the morning, with hundreds and thousands of different people of Klal Yisrael dancing Ashreinu Bar Yochai, the sense of something extremely special about Bar Yochai and about that moment, the first hargosha I had, and always the first hargosha is always extremely, extremely significant, the first vision was of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. His Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, has just been murdered by the Romans. Almost all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva have failed. Loi no'agu kavod ze bezeh. He's running away, he's alone. He's going to do everything he can to be Megala the Torah's Hasoid for the first time. Es lasos l'Hashem eferu Torah secha. He needs to reveal the Torah's HaKabbalah. But it's so dim. In a few years, millions, if not a million, millions of Jews will be murdered by the Romans as well. And 1900 years later, thousands of Yidden are dancing by the Makom HaKadosh, the area that has the remnants of the Kedushas HaGuf of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Klal Yisrael dancing all together, the Hoyd Shebehoyd. Now, of course, Lag BaOmer is an anomaly al pi Torah. In general, the Gemara Nedarim tells us Yoim Shemeis Boi Tzadik is generally a day of Cheshbin HaNefesh, of kindness. Here it's called Hilula, like a chasana. And we've been Mazbir Bezer Hashem in the past. The reason why it's Hilula, says the Svarim HaKadoshim, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah is a Torah HaEsh. It's a Torah that aspires to go higher and higher, almost to escape corp reality, because at the end of the day, it's not our guf, it's not our bodies, it's not our bigodim, it's not the clothing that we wear, and it's not even our bodies, but there's something that connects us. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Rebbe, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Ma Mikve Metaris Atmeim, Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu Metaris Yisrael. The way in which we become pure is we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metaris Yisrael, we dip ourselves into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what does that mean? That means we put aside our personal differences, Lo'inagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh, and we become one with Kudsha Brichu. That is the Teiras HaEsh that aspires to go beyond the Guf. Now the Guf has a real place. The Guf is supposed to be sustained. Torah is not only a Torah of fire, and it's not a coincidence that fire for worse as well, but also for better, is associated with Lag BaOmer. Fire desires to go higher and higher. Minoy Eish Das Lamay on the one hand, on the other hand, Torah is also referred to as water. Yarov Kamotar Lichi, it nurtures, it sustains. That Shuk of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Neshama to go higher and higher is the one that is celebrated, because he embodies the Teres HaKabbalah, the Teres HaSoid, where when he passes his way, the Neshama goes back to its Makar. Rabbi Isai, listen to these words of the Yismach Yisro. Shenirmas Kedushas Hayoim Lag BaOmer B'posu Gal Einai V'abito Niflois Mitoras Secho. Kasher bolu Lag BaOmer v'tiknu midas hoid nizgala aleim ve'vinu she'ein hoid mitzidom rak mitzad Hashem yisparech. The hoid that we have comes not from us. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tver Shmuel adds from the Rebbe of Biala that that is the pshat of hoid sheva hoid. And that is, a hoid is the realization that the grandeur of our neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, the beauty that's inside of every one of us, that's not the external beauty, the internal beauty, the neshama, the chelek eloka, even that, when we access it in an appropriate way, that's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lag Boimer is hoid sheva hoid. It's the hoid of the hoid, where a person realizes that hoid is not the pshat that the Mesillas Yesharim helped him through it. Or the Gemara, his work on learning Bi'iyun, helped him refine his midos, which are all true. But rather, the pshat is something deeper. The pshat is something more transcendental than even the Teiras Hamayim, which is necessary. But at the end of the day, the Teiras Hanigla, it nurtured by the water that is given off. It is nurtured by the water that it receives. But the water that it doesn't receive, chas v'chalila, if there's a child that doesn't get the Teiras Hanigla, so then in such a case it dies. And if for whatever reason the effect of the mayim was not done appropriately, the child wasn't watered appropriately, that's it. If it didn't get enough water, if it got too much water, parents pushed them too hard. But then there's another Teira. The Teiras Ha'esh, the spark. If God forbid the fire is used inappropriately, it could be destroyed. Kabbalah could destroy Chas V'Chalila if it's used inappropriately. But if it's used in the right measure, the spark could transform and could change the person even one small Nekudas Ha'esh. That Nekudas Ha'esh comes from the Koyach of Hoyd Sheva Hoyd. The realization that it's not the Mesillas Yesharim. The realization is that it's not the Gemara. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. Every single Hoyd and Ruchnius that we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai. In Kenim Advarim, it's not a coincidence. I'm Zelcha this morning to be both in Mirona and then Liad Srid Migdashenu. Miron is reminiscent of what Aliyah LeRegel is supposed to be. Birushalayim here, HaKodesh, Bahar Abayis, the place where Eish Al Mizbeach Tu Kadboi Loisich, where the fire never stops. That Teiras Ha'esh, it's not a coincidence that Bar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is now, today, the place in which every Jew rejoices with another. I was dancing with Hesder Yeshiva boys and Satmar Hasidim, Americans and real Sabra Sfaradim, all together. Lifnei mi atem mitarim mi mitareschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mikvah of Klal Yisrael. Everybody throws them in, themselves in, and there's no difference between one Jew and the next. At the end of the day, when all go to the mikvah, they're exactly the same. But here it's not going into the mikvah haguf. Here it's the mikvah of hoid sheva hoid. So Rabbi Yisai, the avoidah of the Eish, of Lag BaOmer, the Eish that when you look at, when it aspires to go higher and higher, is two things. Number one, to realize that if a person internalizes Hoyt Sheva Hoyt, then there's no difference between a Jew that gets it from Mesillas Yesharim, or he gets it from the Torah of the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichrona Livracha, or he gets it from Rav Utner, or he gets it from Soloveitchik, or he gets it from the Yismach Yisrael, or he gets it from the Divrei Yoyel. At the end of the day, it's all Kudsha Brichu moving the strings. 1900 years later, Hoyt Sheva Hoyt is still glorified. That's Avoida Aleph for Lag BaOmer. And the other Avoida, aside from realizing that every Jew in his Hoyt Sheva Hoyt is exactly the same, and that's where the Koyach of Lag BaOmer comes from, is to internalize the passion, the way in which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was able to accomplish what he accomplished. to be megala the Torah hasayid with hatzlacha, to survive, and to laugh in the face of our Roman tormentors, to laugh in the face of our Nazi tormentors, is only because of a spark. So many of us, Baruch Hashem, are thriving, and we need to improve as well in the Teiras HaMayim. The Daf Yomi, the Mishnah Berurah Yomi, 30,000 people took a Bechina Mishnah Berurah Yomi 2 weeks ago. Amazing. But there's a passion, a spark. And where Mayim Chas V'Chalila doesn't reach, maybe the Teiras HaEsh could reach. That's what the Baal Shem Tov taught us. And the Baal Shem Tov got it from the Tana L'Kai Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zeicha that the fire of L'Ag Bo'Emer light us up and light up the world to Mekadish Shem Shemayim. And one day, that Eish of Liron will be the Ve'esh on the Mizbeach. Tukad Boi Boi Sichbe. We'll never